Large than ever I seen. You know, this arguing around there in the ticket shop one morning, passed by the all looking at it and making a moderation. I passed by and told him. I said, what y'all talking about that so large? I said, I've had a plenty larger than that. Some of them got at me about telling the tale and called me back. Said, he got to make him take your tail back. And I came back here. I said, yes, I've had a plenty, marshmallows larger than that. And old said, that ain't no marshmallow dunce. That's a tomato. Well, he had the biggest one ever. I said, as big as that thing yonder, at least, I'm bigger than that.
Is that big?
I believe that was as big as a plate. Hmm. Somebody had offered him 50 cents for it, he wouldn't sell it, you know, just showing it around. Hmm. But I never had that like that. But mine, you see, but I've had them like a reasonable size of grapefruit. Mm-hmm. The average size grapefruit, mm-hmm. An orange.
Did anybody ever call these little ones that keep coming up? You don't have to plant them. They just keep coming up every year.
Every year? Oh, no. Plant them every year. They don't nothing stand over here in the winter. Hard.
Okay. Did you ever hear of a Tommy Toe? Anybody call them a Tommy Toe?
Well, that's the same thing. The way to pronounce it, I ring. I've heard right? Some folks, you know, tomato. It's T-O-M-A-T-O. You see, some have the broad A and all that kind of
thing. I see.
That's the same thing, a different tongue.
How about a small red thing that grows under the ground?
Under the ground?
Yes.
Red?
Red. It's pretty hot, pretty sharp.
Under the ground?
Under the ground, yeah. You call those, did you ever grow any of those?
I think I'm lost now. I've seen that small thing, yeah. Red, grow above the ground. They call it a pepper salt or something like
yes.
That.
Uh-huh.
But let me see. Oh, yeah, I believe I'm thinking about I don't forget. Come here, Jim. I think I know what you're talking about. What that thing grow under the ground, small, red, is hot. What you call that thing? Come on now, you've been answering every question we missed.
No, you know.
Now I'm thinking about this here hot thing. It grows up. What you call pepper? It's something red grow under the ground. He said under the ground, but I'm thinking about something red on top of the ground.
That's got me. I don't know.
Something. I see the thing. There's something that grows in a garden. And you bite it, it's hot. Pepper what? Look like it.
So some people may call them radishes.
Radishes. That's
is that
the thing.
Is that
the
what?
The hot leg on the ground?
Radishes grows on the ground and carrots do too.
Well, that's what?
Carrots. They grow under the ground.
Oh, yeah. I know carrots, but. Now, wait, this here radish.
That's and artichoke.
It's radish. Oh. That's hot.
Yeah, it's when hot. You. Artichoke. Artichoke, he grows on the ground. He grows and he's got a root, some
of
it kind of like a tunnel.
Well, this
radish,
that's right.
Artichoke is hotter than radish.
Oh, is it?
He's not red, it's white.
Well, we're talking about the red. He said about the red thing growing. Well, we ain't talking about that.
Well,
I thought of that thing.
But
it's
his
it's a radish. What you call it?
Well, there's three or four kinds of red.
Well, let's tell one kind, the red kind.
Well, it's three kind of red. That's
well, we don't want for one kind. We want the red kind.
Well, still, I'm trying to tell you. You understand me?
Different kinds.
His three kinds of brands of radishes. Okay. Well, the solid red kind is hotter than the other kind. It's three kinds. One is darker red, and either the meat on the inside is red. See, that's what I'm trying to get him to understand.
And she said the meat inside is red too.
Out of red.
I ain't tried that.
Well, I know what it is.